I tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
How are you?
Good Monday morning to you. Whoa, that voice went south fast. Hey, listen, I'm so excited to have you on this podcast of Reeling It In, where we cast ourselves deep into God's Word, reel back those life applications. Hey, we are looking here this morning, picking right back up 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 through 15. Now, Paul here, it seems as he's finishing up, advises us that instead of bickering about the dates and the times of the second coming of Jesus, we would be much better served to live for Christ in the light of that coming. Now, Paul concludes in his letter with a list of rapid-fire instructions on how to make faith personal and how to make it interpersonal. Now, we ask you, brothers, verse 12, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers, warn those who are idle, encourage the timid, help the weak, be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always try to be kind to each other and everyone else. So the first thing I want you to see here, the first command from Paul is that we respect those who have authority over us. To respect those who have authority over. Now, to be honest, I'm always kind of resistant to when I hear a pastor say, you need to submit to my authority. Frankly, such words sound more like those of a cult leader than a true servant of God. And even when I read this, when I first read these words, I was uncomfortable. It sounded like I was going to have to tell people that they need to honor me. It seemed a little too self-serving. However, as you read the passage more carefully, I noticed several things. We need to think beyond the minister. At this stage in the life of the Christian community, the structure of the church was not as developed as it would be later. I'm sure Paul appointed leaders in the church. However, Paul doesn't tell us to respect and honor a certain position. He tells us to honor certain kinds of people. And these are people who influence our spiritual growth. What is the shepherd's job? And Paul describes the role of this person of spiritual influence. Paul says these people are characterized by diligent labor. Now, the Greek word means to exhibit great effort and exertion to the point of sweat or exhaustion. These are people we respect because they have earned our respect by their hard work. They are in a position of influence. Now, this could be a Sunday school teacher, a church leader, a youth group leader, a person who we look up to because of their spiritual example. They are fellow Christians. They tell the truth. These people admonish others. They instruct us in the faith, turn us away from error. Do you see that this description goes well beyond a person who holds a particular office in a church? It's not about titles. It is about character and influence. And the author of the letter to Hebrews wrote in Hebrews 13:7, remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. We must always examine the outcome of a person's life. It is character that influences, not position. So, how should we respond to the person of spiritual influence? Paul says a faithful leader should be respected, held in high regard, and loved. In other words, we should not make the job of the leader any more difficult than it already is. And it sounds to me like Paul is making a plea for us to value our spiritual leaders as much or more than we value those who lead us financially, academically, athletically, and musically. We all need to find people who will help us grow in our Christian faith. And if you don't have anyone like that in your life, you need to find someone. And when you do, learn everything you can from them. Encourage them in their work. Value their contribution to your life. Listen to what they are saying. Follow their lead. The second thing here that Paul tells us is to live in peace with each other. Now, it is hard to tell whether this is still part of the previous discussion about the spiritual leaders or whether it's a new thought. If it is still part of the discussion on respecting spiritual leaders, it might indicate that there was a power struggle going on in the church. And in this case, Paul was pleading for the people to stop fighting with each other and start working. If this is a new section, Paul's giving us a familiar principle. We should be peacemakers rather than troublemakers. Now, don't take this passage out of its context, because some will take this injunction and say that Paul is telling us to be more tolerant in the sense of the contemporary society's view of tolerance, that we are told that we should let everyone do their own thing and we should accept the differences and expressions of different approaches to the issues of life. The mantra is simple. What's true for you may not be true for me. Now, let me tell you something. This is not what Paul is teaching. In the verses that follow, Paul teaches us to hold each other accountable for the living the life set down for us by the Lord. Now, let me say that again. Paul's teaching us to hold each other accountable for living the life that is set down for us by the Lord. What matters is not what you think is true or what I think is true. What matters is what is true, defined by the Lord. The peace Paul sought for the church does not come from being indifferent to the sin around us. It's a peace that comes from believers working together to honor and serve the Lord. Well, we're going to stop right there, and we're going to come back next week. We're going to talk about these other qualities along the way, but I got to get out of here. I'm gone fishing.